Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jack Zahora is an American journalist who lives with his family in Istanbul, Turkey, and he joins us on WCBS. Jack, it's good to talk with you. First of all, you and your family are safe?
We're fine. Everyone is doing really well today.
Well, tell us about the devastation this earthquake has caused. What kind of damage?
There's two types of damage. One, there's the actual rubble, which we're seeing all across the southwestern part or southeastern part of the country, where an untold number of buildings, an untold number of damage, a death toll that keeps on climbing. You know, it's compounded by the fact that the weather across Turkey right now is a blanket of snow, sleet, and rain. And our weather here is more on par with southern Italy. So everything has kind of been shut down. And for emergency crews to get people out of the rubble is just so slow. The biggest complaint I hear from people who know somebody who's been directly affected, and that's pretty much everybody here in Istanbul, is that it's taken hours for rescue crews to get to people who are trapped. And hours, and if not anybody, where it's local neighbors who haven't taken responsibility to move brick by brick to uncover the people around them.
The death toll is into the thousands already. As you mentioned, there are people trapped in the rubble. There must be fears that the death toll will go much higher.
Oh, it will be. We have a historical fact for this, from the massive earthquakes in the 1930s to the 1999, to one that just happened not too long ago, where some of the most severe devastation has occurred. It's in villages, in small towns, in places where people will no doubt not even get to for the next day or so. So we don't even have, I would say we don't even have a complete guesstimate at this point of just how bad it is.
There have been a series of strong aftershocks as well. Those have to be equal parts unnerving and just plain dangerous for the rescue crews.
We haven't seen aftershocks that I've heard about, at least, that have impeded the rescue crews as bad as just the rain, sleet, and snow here. And the sheer scope of the damage. I mean, when you're talking about places like Gaziantep, you're talking about towns along the border with Syria. To get to these places, to have the number of people, logistically speaking, coming from major metropolitan cities to these areas, it takes at least a day, if not more. So the aftershocks are a bit of a scary part of the ordeal for many of the people living in these areas and for people who are not. If you talk to anyone here in Istanbul, they remember 1999, when more than 17,000 people died, when more than 40,000 buildings collapsed. And that was an earthquake that was just outside the city. And anytime you hear of an earthquake or you feel it, we just felt one just yesterday at around 3 o'clock in the morning, it causes it triggers PTSD in the collective consciousness of the people around you. Often when an earthquake of this magnitude hits, you turn on the television and the speculation is running wild about whether or not Istanbul is next, Ankara is next, which of course is not scientifically proven, but that is what's going on right now between your neighbors and your taxi cab drivers and the people in the restaurants and the people who are there right now dealing with this directly, the people who are in Gaziantep and Hatay and places like this.
Jack, Istanbul is a fair distance from where the earthquake hit, but how are people in Istanbul reacting to the news of this earthquake?
Well, I would say that everybody has a story of a loved one or someone that they know that's directly affected by the destruction on the other side of the country. I was just talking to my housekeeper, for instance, whose husband is a coach with a local football team on the Syrian Turkish border. And he just got laid off from his job just a couple of days ago. Had he not, he would have been in his office on the Syrian Turkish border nearby, which is now rubble. They're mourning the death of two of his colleagues right now. One of his colleagues, who they can hear under the rubble, and who spent, from what I was told, at least 4 or 5 hours before anyone could get to him to give him any semblance of help. From what I understand, over the past just half hour, he's still there. He has not been helped. They're trying to get to him, just like thousands of people. We're hearing stories of thousands of people who are missing and lost in the rubble at this point.
So the rescue operations are well underway in Gaziantep, but are there concerns that smaller villages on both sides of the border, Turkey and Syria, that it may be a long time before any rescue crews can reach those? And then you throw in the winter weather.
Already we're seeing where there are places that don't have rescue crews, where it's, like I said, the neighbors, the local taxi cab drivers who are acting as the first responders, because in places like southeastern Turkey, especially along the Syrian border, the infrastructure in place there just doesn't exist to accommodate a rescue operation of this magnitude.
Jack Zahora in Istanbul, we're glad that you and your family are safe. Thank you for coming on with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.